everybody. It's the BucketCast, hosted by yours truly, BucketReviews.com, film critic and podcaster, yes, podcaster, Danny Baldwin. Now, I'm going to be frank with you guys. I really don't have anything prepared for this DVD Tuesday because I've already recorded two podcasts today. This is my third BucketCast of the day because I was behind on yesterday, so I recorded that in the early morning. Then I hooked up with Reed, and we recorded a Subman podcast to air Friday. It was my first time pre-recording because I'll be out of town for the LA Film Festival, and I wanted to make sure you guys got a good old Subman podcast that will air Friday. So look forward to that. I thought it was pretty good. But anyway, I normally write something for DVD Talk Tuesday rather than doing it completely off the cuff because I think it makes it flow better. But I haven't done that today, so let's see where the wind takes us. I do know, however, that there are three movies that came out today on DVD, the biggest of which at the box office was Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail, the latest entry in the playwright-turned-filmmaker's large and growing oeuvre of films. This one stars his token Madea character, which he plays in drag, of course. Everybody loves her. She's an angry, old, stubborn black woman with a very wry sense of humor. Well, I wouldn't quite say wry because it's too obnoxious for that, but a very dark sense of humor, let's just say, if she would acknowledge it's a sense of humor to begin with. It's his token character, and it's great to see Perry playing her. Even though perhaps he's made some better films without Madea, I know Daddy's Little Girls is my favorite of his. But this is really his first seamless integration of his really trademark integration of drama and comedy. He's never really been able to perfect it till now, and now was a better time than ever because now he's got lots and lots of audiences, both white and African American, coming together to watch his movies. This one had a commanding lead opening weekend at the box office. Really broke all kinds of Perry records, and it's no longer just for Southern Christian African Americans. And that's something that I think is good. You can read my column about, quote, why Madea brings us together over at the main site. But anyway, this I really think is a good movie. It will lose some power on DVD because there's something to be had with a Perry movie in this very communal experience of laughing in the theater, especially if you get his diehard fans. I know I always try to make an effort to go see these movies in predominantly black areas because it's so much better when you get his lifetime diehard fans coming out and just enjoying the experience every minute of it. And it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He's got another one coming out, I think, in September, starring Madea. You should go do the same because it's really a trip. In this one, you got Derek Luke. That's the other big trend. Perry is bringing in more reputable actors than he once did. So you got Derek Luke playing Josh Hardaway, an assistant district attorney, who is stunned when he finds that he's assigned to the case of his old girlfriend named Candy, played by Keisha Knight Pullum, who you may know from TV's The Cosby Show. She used to be in college with him, but she's now a prostitute and a druggie living on the streets. But Josh's wife probably rightfully suspects him of still having a thing for Candy. And in Perry tradition, she's the villain of the movie almost. Conniving, doesn't like Candy because she's now from the wrong side of the tracks in her mind, etc., etc. And anyway, Candy ends up going to jail, and there she meets Madea, who has also gone to jail for a riotous action. I will not tell you what it is, just in case you didn't see the trailers for the film and don't already know, because it's a very funny scene. Yeah, the movie's still very melodramatic and soap opera-ish in the way Perry's movies are, but he nails the formula. It really is good, and I think that this is, I don't think it's the best movie. I still think Daddy's Little Girls is the best movie Perry has ever made, but this is certainly his best Madea movie, and it may just be the second best movie of his entire career. In fact, I think it is. Next up, we got a movie that did an insane percentage of its theatrical box office in the opening weekend, and it's no wonder why. It's the Friday the 13th, quote, reimagining, directed by Marcus Nispel, and produced by Michael Bay, which was the same pairing that brought us the actually rather good Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. This one takes us back to Camp Crystal Lake. Actually, tomorrow Michael and I will be doing a retrospective of the original Friday the 13th, so check out that. And it really is a disaster. I gave it 0 buckets. It's not scary. It's just gross slasher. It's so obligatory. Follows the formula to the T and really doesn't there aren't even any hot sex scenes like you would want in a slasher movie. It all just seems so mechanical and so soulless. Even the production design, even though the movie looks great, all of the sets and everything are just so perfect that it looks like a theme park ride. It's horror at its most homogenized. And it really is just tiresome. As I said in a podcast with Reed back on Friday, there's this extended prologue. You know how you always have the prologue showing the villain at work at the opening of a horror movie, but this one extends forever and it feels like the entire movie. And then once the Friday the 13th title comes on and you realize it's just the prologue, you just groan in agony. This is a terrible movie. Terrible acting, unlikable characters. You want them to die. It just doesn't work. So yes, my 0 bucket rating says enough. Let's not spend any more time on that. Don't rent it, whatever you do. The third movie coming out on DVD today is a movie that really didn't make any waves when it played in theaters. Ha! Pun, waves. It's called Morning Light, about a team of young sailors assembled by sailing enthusiast and film financier Roy Disney. And coincidentally, the movie is directed and brought to you by Roy Disney. Do I sense a shameless self-promotion attempt here? Aha! Basically, the young sailors are in the 2007 Trans-Pac Yacht Race. Very popular yacht race. Goes from California to Hawaii. It's grueling. And, you know, the movie does a reasonably good job at showing off how skilled and talented these guys are. But it's all about self-empowerment, and it has all the gravitas of, you know, a Disney Channel documentary on the subject. In fact, Roy Disney should have just put it on the Disney Channel after all. It was not well attended in theaters, and it's no wonder why. It's just a self-promotion attempt. But hey, you know, it was entertaining enough. I mean, it's not, sure it's mechanical. Sure, it's exactly what you expect. But these kids are talented, and you got to give them credit for that. So, you know, if you've seen everything else, which I doubt you have, you could check out the DVD. Wouldn't be the end of the world. Nice little afternoon background noise piece, I guess, but you could probably find something just as profound on the Discovery Channel at any given hour. So those are the three DVDs coming out today. Now my pick for the week. This is a movie that came out last year in theaters on DVD, but it premiered at Sundance back in 2005, and the reason I'm choosing it is because we're getting into the start of summer. And I thought, what was more appropriate to choose than a little movie that nobody saw that was so good called How the Garcia Girls Spent Their Summer. It's most notable because it stars America Ferrera, although she is part of a greater ensemble and really only has about a little under a third of the screen time. It's about three generations of women in this very sleepy Arizona city. They just kind of walk around, and you know, it's the kind of place you might want to visit. Might even want to live for a while because it's just so calm and sweltering, and for some reason it retains a kind of charm. So you have the older woman, Doña Genoveva, who's played by Lucy Gallardo, and she decides to buy this car and has a man who offers to teach her come and give her lessons, and she ends up falling in love with him. Then her daughter has her own romantic troubles involving her relationships in the workplace. And then her daughter, who's played by America Ferrera, falls for a new guy who's just come into the small town. And the whole experience is really sweet and is not what you'd expect. It's perhaps too slow for some viewers, but it really pays off in the end. It's the rare showcase of strong Latino women on screen. I know I hate to sound politically correct, but it's really refreshing to see, and nothing much happens, but it has a certain fascinating quality to it. We get really invested in these characters, despite almost their nonchalant nature. And it's a very everyday, Very nice movie, and I really recommend that you see it. It's out on DVD. Even if you want to buy the DVD, it's used on Amazon for $1 plus shipping. You could get it cheaper than you could rent it for. I highly, highly recommend How the Garcia Girls Spent Their Summer, directed by Georgina Rydell. As for what I'm going to be watching this weekend, well, you know that I have an old teen crush dating back to the Lizzie McGuire years for Hilary Duff, and she's got a new movie coming out on DVD, almost straight to DVD. It had played in a couple of theaters. It's supposedly very bad, has 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, if it's still at that. I checked last week, and it was. It's called What Goes Up, and that's really strange given the cast is very good. Also stars Steve Coogan, Olivia Thirlby, Josh Peck. I'm really excited for it. It's a teen drama set around the Challenger explosion, and some people have commented what a bad title What Goes Up is for a movie about the Challenger explosion, which is kind of ironic. But I can't wait to see this movie because I love all the people in it, but it's supposedly very bad. I still am holding out hope. Perhaps it will at least be an ambitious and interesting failure. So hey, watch it with me. Write what you think about it, and we'll have a little discussion, okay? Anyway, this has been the BucketCast this Tuesday. We're running a bit short because there weren't many DVDs released today. Plus, I've podcasted enough today for you people. If by chance you like this loose format better than my standard Tuesday, where I read a little bit and spice things up that way, then send me an email. You can always contact me at webmaster@bucketreviews.com and let me know what's working, what isn't working on this podcast, because I'm really doing it for you guys. So webmaster@bucketreviews.com, or Twitter me, tweet me, whatever, @bucketreviews on Twitter. So with that being said, this has been Danny Baldwin for the BucketCast on DVD Talk Tuesday, saying Bucket out.
We're on the front line. I get handed down the news. We're on the front line. Well, I never begin to choose. Just swing on the front line.